Okay, gentlemen, Simon Tovish study base. Tine Birkas HaMegillah, the brachas of the Megillah. Tine Birkas HaMegillah. Okay, HaKiris HaMegillah Mevarech Lefaneh Shalosh HaBrachos. The person who reads the Megillah, he will say three brachas. HaMikom Megillah, the first bracha being HaMikom Megillah. Second bracha, Sha'os HaNissim. VeShechionu. Finally, the last bracha a person makes is the bracha of Shechionu VeKiyamonu. And on the day you will not repeat the last bochum vach shechiyonu. You do not say shechiyonu. The only bochus you make is al mikra megillah she'osanisim. Is that what we do? It is not what we do. Shulchan Aruch says somebody reads the megillah, you make three bochus by night. Mikra megillah, one she'osanisim, two Shechionu, three, and by day you only make two.
By day we make all three.
Of course, we still make by day. Yeah. Very good. So the opinion of Shulchan Aruch is you make three brachas by night, two brachas by day. V'yesh, I remember the Ramah straight away corrects. Well, not correct. He just adds his minik, which is our minik. V'yesh, I remember af b'yoyim avarich shechionu. Some say that makes shechionu by day as well. And this is the minik b'chol medina zil in all our countries. Now, why is it that we are okay to? So I understand. Let's go through them. The bracha of mikra megillah is the bracha on what's the mikra megillah bracha? What kind of bracha is that? What's the essence of the bracha of mikra megillah? That's right. It's a birkas mitzvah. It's like we find by all the other mitzvahs before lulav, before menorah, before any mitzvah, before matzah, before any mitzvah, you're going to say a bracha birkas mitzvah. So here too, there's a bracha of mikra megillah. Because that one is clear. You make that both by day and by night. Sha'os HaNissim is a specific bracha that we only find in the number of places. Sha'os HaNissim, and that's right. That's a Pirsum HaNis related bracha. You can surely say that both by night and by day. So Shechionu, however, what about Shechionu? Shechionu, why do we make Shechionu?
Well, the mitzvah is related to Zman.
That's right. Yeah.
Two separate mitzvahs,
very good. Absolutely. According to the Ma, as well as the Mishnah Berurah points out, if Kotan Alev Shechion, Nochoy Lechaven, Bevirkas Shechionu, it is proper and right to have intention. Bevirkas Shechionu, when you make the Bracha of Shechionu, Gam Al Mishloyach Monois Mesoudas Purim. Here comes an important Mishnah Berurah. That on Purim day, we've got additional mitzvahs. We've got Mishloach Manos, and we've got the Suda. These are mitzvahs that are born on. Now, they surely also warrant a Shechionu. So where does that Shechionu go? The answer is the Shechionu that we say by Mikra Megillah, without, you have to have the intention also, the other mitzvahs, which don't have their own specific designated Shechionu. So Mishloach Manos and Sudas Purim is included in Shechionu that you do by the Mikra Megillah. Which of course is a bit interesting, because there's a long gap between the Shechionu and the mitzvahs. But nevertheless,
you could try and do Matanah Shechionu straight away.
You could indeed, of course you could. Absolutely. So,
why can't you say Shechionu on each of the four?
It seems very good. So the Mishnah Berurah says that they haven't, they go without a specific bracha. It's like a good question. Why is it that we don't have a designated Shechionu
for
each of the mitzvahs? For instance, when it comes to Sukkahs, on Sukkahs we've got Shechionu for Yeshiva Sukkah, we've got Shechionu on Dalet Minim. So why wouldn't you say the same over here? You've got Shechionu Mishloach Manos and Matanas Levyonim. Besides, the Shechionu they have in Mikra. The answer is, interesting one, that the Sudas Purim really is something which you would have. You don't make a Shechion on something which is not recognizable as a mitzvah. Sudas Purim, you know, you'd eat anyway. So you don't make a Shechion on something which would happen anyway. You eat. Of course, you make it more festive, you celebrate, you make it nicer, but it's something which would happen anyway. Can't make a Bach on a Suda because it's. Similarly, also with regards to Mishloach Manos, presents, gifts. You ever gave gifts? You ever received a gift or gave a gift? You know, a nice presentation. So it's not recognizable that it's a mitzvah. Of course, it looks Purim day and nice and everything, but it's not recognizable per se. Therefore, you don't make Shechionu on it.
Say Shechionu on Chitma. matzah, right?
Yep.
But that's not recognized necessarily. It's also a shiva.
Good question.
Simply because it's unleavened bread and it's a unique food.
Yeah, very good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Maybe because matzah is deraita and maybe
it's deraita. It's a good question. It's a good question.
More likely to take on a day.
Perhaps. I like your question. It's a very good point.
Why does it need to be recognizable?
It seems like the rules of Shekhionu. He said that it's something which it has to be something which is slightly more extraordinary, something which is out of the norm. Yeah, perhaps more choshev is the word. Yeah. Continues the Rama. It is possible for one person to make a bracha, for sheni kerei, and the other one reads the Megillah. Some rabbis do that, and they have the honor of making the bracha of the Megillah, but they don't actually read the Megillah. Reb Lezer does it like that. No, so there is in such place, there is places that the Rav or the Rebbe will make the brachas, but somebody else reads action in Megillah. So Rama says it explicitly. Echod yochel levorich. It is possible that one person makes the bracha, v'sheni another person koyre will read the Megillah. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. But after reading the Megillah, the minig is to say, Rabbi Zivenu, Veim lo beirach, lo lefoneo, velacheo yotze. If you failed to make the brachas both before or after, still yotze. So, Rabbi, if somebody reads the Megillah and he finishes the Megillah, he says, oh no, I totally forgot to make any of the three brachas, you know, but you still yotze. Don't have to read again because of failing of reciting the brachas. Venoagu, loyma balain lo, the minig is by night, you say the special tefillah, special piyut of Asheheni, have a loy beyoin, but not by day. You only make the bracha afterwards if there's a minion. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkoton base discusses what happens if in the middle of the Megillah somebody just gets stuck. He can't read anymore. It's just not happening. Either because why is he stuck? I don't know. Why would a Baal Kri get stuck in the middle of the Megillah? He's lost his voice. He's still drinking, yeah. So he's in the middle of the Megillah, it's just not happening anymore. Finish, you have to swap. What's the right procedure in that? What do you do then? Can somebody just take over in the middle? Or do you have to start from the beginning? And if you do start from the beginning, what about the brachas? How would you do in the middle of the Megillah? Swap, change of the guard. Middle of the Parakim. So you have to go. Mishnah Berurah Sifkoton Beis tells us. If the Baal Kri gets stuck in the middle of the Megillah, that's why the opinion of the Achronim of the authorities is the Ein Tzorich HaKri Asheni, the second reader who comes subsequently, who takes his place, Laschal Berosh, he does not need to start from the beginning. Rak only Yaschil, he should start Memokoyim Shepasig Arishon. He can just carry on from where the first one got stuck. Nope. It would be different to guess the Torah. Yeah, because you would have to go back. Yeah, so for Kolchkin and Tzorich Levorich Mechodosh, certainly there's no need to make a new bracha. The Yotzukar Akol Beveichs Rishon, and you Yotzu the brachas of the former Baal Kri, you don't have to. Why is that? To Tirchad Tzibura. Because this all goes with the rules and regulations of Tirchad Tzibura. Very interesting. What does Tirchad Tzibura mean?
Burdening
the oilim, right. So over here, you know, to go on Purim is such a busy, so hectic, and you want to kind of like give another half an hour, and we don't have half an hour on Purim, you just don't have it. So if you get stuck, that's the reason. Tichla tzibur, middle of tak, just, you know, you carry on from there. Yeah, okay. Yeah, brachas are not ma'akev. That's not necessarily got to do with Tichel Tzibura. Brachas are not ma'akev. That's true with any Birkas HaMitzvahs, really. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkoton Vav addresses what happens if in the middle of the Kiyas HaMegillah you realize, whoops, I didn't make any brachas. What happens if you remember the middle of the reading? Understand that if you read the whole Megillah and then Ichab, you don't have to go back. I understand that. But what happens in the middle of the Megillah, you realize, whoops, I forgot. Do you then need to make the brachas in the middle of the Megillah? Rabbi said, can you recite the brachas in the middle of the reading? Or should you rather just move on till the end?
Start from the beginning.
No, we say we don't have to start from the beginning. Brachas in Makvos. Brachas don't...
There's no
ruin your reading. Just doing it at the end. Well, at the end you can't make it. Can't make a book at the end. Why? How can you make a book on Mikra Megillah if you finish reading? Pardon? Right then, indeed. The Mishnah Berurah says, exactly like you said. I'm in the middle of Siv Katan Vav. The Bochim Akvos Nira, it seems. Im Niska Be'emtza. If you realize in the middle, Shaloi Becha didn't make the Bocha, Yevorich should make a Bocha Ben Apokim in between the paragraphs. So, yeah, so if you realize in the middle of paragraph, middle of between Pokim, between episodes, you should stop then, make the Bochas, and move on from where you stopped. Siv, based in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah?
Sorry, just a quick question. If a person is taking over from somebody else and he doesn't need to make his own separate brocha,
But he still moats the others. He still moats the others.
Because he hasn't made a brocha to have in mind to be yoitzi to other people.
So what you're asking as to whether he can still make a brocha because of the... Why should he not be able to make a brocha?
Correct. Well, why is it okay that he does not make a brocha? He just takes over from the person who can't carry on. Surely you need to have in mind in order to be Yossi or the everyone else who's listening to you.
I don't understand. Are you referring to a case that he made a brocha at the beginning or he didn't make a brocha at the beginning?
No, I'm referring to the case that you mentioned before where the first person cannot carry on. And the second person takes over, and the second person we learned does not need to make a brocha.
Correct.
Just carries on. And I'm asking, why is that? Because the first person had intention when he made the brocha to yotzi other people who are listening. But the second person has not made any such brocha. So is it assumed that everyone listening is covered by this person's continuation?
Yes. Yeah. Siv Beis, Ein lo suach ba'oid shekoyri noisa. Shulchan Aruch tells us, you may not talk whilst you are reading the Megillah. It's probably self-understood, no? No talking during the Megillah. Yeah. Self-explanatory. Siv Gimel, Afal b'shiyotze kvar, although a person is yotze already, mevorech lo yotze yezach echovosoi. A person can make a bracha, although he's yoitz already, based on the fact that the listeners have not been yoitz yet. Yeah, good question. So, what would you say? Pardon? Do women have an obligation to hear? So, yeah. Siv Dalet, Mishu Onus. Oh, now Rabbi said this is a very, very highly interesting, very interesting topic. Very interesting topic. And it's completely, I would argue, against our general understanding. It's really interesting. Gives us a bit of an insight of prioritizing. It's very interesting. Okay, so Siv Dalet really goes back to the halachas to some extent. It touches on the halachas of Tanis Esther. So imagine the following case. Mishu Onus Ktsas, V'inyochul Elech Lebez HaKnesses. If a person is unable to go to shul, for whatever reason, he's self-isolating, okay? He's unable to go to shul on Thursday night. Mikra Megillah on Thursday night. V'tzorech lahamtin, the only option, how can he be yotze the Kiyas HaMegillah? How is he going to hear the Megillah if he's self-isolating? Please don't tell me Zoom. What's the only way to be yotze? How is he going to listen to the Megillah?
So.
Or better yet, somebody else is going to read afterwards for him, okay? What? Okay. Yeah, somebody's going to read for him. So now, imagine the following case, okay? This Yid, Thursday night, Thursday fast, at Tainis Esther. Thursday night, he can't go to shul because he's self-isolating. Or he's not well, or whatever it may be. So what does he need to do? He needs to listen to the Megillah because somebody's going to come and read the Megillah. You know what? Through the window. I don't know. He's going to hear the Megillah soon. And it's very hard for him to fast so long. Why is he fasting so long?
He's going to the
fifth
Megillah. He's got a fast. Why is he?
It doesn't. Rob told him it's goodbye to
see Matthew. So he's waiting on Thursday night. He's waiting for the Megillah. He can't go to the Shul Megillah because he can't. He's waiting now for a later reading. And it's hard for him to fast so long. Yochel Ishmael Kiyosim. But you have this alternative. You know what? Instead of waiting until all the Baal Kol is going to read for you the Megillah, instead of him coming before, instead of him coming after the public reading, do you know what he's going to do? Let him come beforehand. Let him come from Plag HaMincha onwards. He's going to read, Rabbi, he said, the Megillah from Plag HaMincha onwards. What time is Plag HaMincha now? Next week, approximately? Yeah? But, says the Ramah, fascinating, but he may not eat before reading the Megillah. I feel even our time is kosher, even time is difficult. Should we check what time is Plag? 4:06 this week. What time is Nacht? Okay, so Abba Isai. So if these times are accurate, which we are sure. So listen to the following case. We've got to eat. This Yid is fasting on Thursday. He's finding it very difficult to fast. So and he can't go to shul on Thursday night. He can't. He can't listen to Megillah. So what we say, and normally, conventionally, what we would have thought, is that somebody should come and read to the Megillah later in his house. He's going to read the Megillah like that. And we say, no, he can't. He can't. You know, it's too long for him to wait so long. He can't fast until that late. So, rather than breaking the fast, we're going to tell him to do, you know what, read the Megillah early on Tainus Esther afternoon from Plag at 4:06. You should listen to the Megillah. And like this, when he's finished reading the Megillah, he can break his fast. Wow. I'm quoting Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. What is awesome about this? What is incredible about this, Shulchan Aruch? If I would have asked you 2.5 minutes ago, what would you advise to this person to do? Of course. I would have said, you know what? I hear when is the fast finish? When is the fast finish? No. Nacht. Okay? So by Nacht, have a cup of water, have a bit of mezonos, have what's good after the fast? No whiskey. Coffee is good. I'm all for coffees. Yeah, croissant is perfect. That's it. Coffee.
You personally drink coffee after?
Absolutely. Yeah. And perhaps a cup of water first. But I'm saying it's the kind of thing. And then go to the Megillah reading then. Shulchan Aruch said, no, don't do that. You're not allowed to do that. It's unbelievable. What are you meant to do? You can't do that. Because you're not allowed to break the fast yet. Why are you allowed to break the fast? It's Nacht. Why are you allowed to break the fast? Why not? You haven't heard the Megillah yet. So instead of breaking the fast before the Megillah, it's Nacht. Before the Megillah, no, no. But instead of that, what are we telling him? Read the Megillah on Thursday, on Tainus Esther after Plag. 4:06, listen to the Megillah. As long as you're not going to break the fast before. It's unbelievable. As long as you don't break the fast. It's awesome. Pardon? Yeah, so what are you going to do about the brachas? All right, the man says, make it with regards to brachas in this instance. But I'm saying, leaving out the brachas aside, which is a good point, valid point, but I'm just saying, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, wow, he's telling us a very big chiddush. What's the chiddush that comes out for me? It's telling us a choymah of something. It's telling us a stringency in terms of? Not so much the tzoim. Because the tzoim, as far as the tan is concerned, we're assuming that despite the fact that he's not well, he's got a fast. Okay, I'm okay with that. You've got a fast. Can't break the fast, you've got a fast. Alright, I'm okay with that. But a big chiddush in that is the severity of it's not really the fast anymore, it's after Nacht. So why is it not allowed to break the fast? Because there's an issa of don't eat before you had heard the Megillah. Here it is. There's an Issa D'Rabbanon over here. Don't eat before having heard the Megillah. You may not eat before having heard the Megillah. It comes from a general Shas rule that before any mitzvah, you may not start eating. Before any mitzvah, before you've heard the shofar, don't eat. Well, not a good example, but that's really the halacha. Before, what else did we find? Before shaking the lulav, don't eat. Before, what else did we find it? Well, before davening, really. Any normal day, there's extra issa there. But he was in this rule up. Shema Yishkach, we don't. Where else do we find it? Before Kiddush. Don't eat before Kiddush because you've got a mitzvah now to do. There's a general rule. Before you're about to do a mitzvah, don't eat. It's very good svara. It's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant svara. It's excellent, excellent. Although it's not always true because sometimes Tahanus doesn't lead into Megillah. But yes, and it's, you're right. You're right. And it's very likely that this kind of svara explains why it's so chamor. But we're finding over here something. So Abba said, get this clear. So you've got two options. Is Yid fasted on Tahanus Esther, despite it not being well? It's got two options now. Either I can eat. Option number one is I break my fast now and I listen to the Megillah. This is after Nacht, Rabbi Yisai. It's not Tanis. We're not telling him to break the fast. It's after the fast has ended. Okay, eat now. Have something to eat. Have something to drink and listen to the Megillah. Option number one. Option number two would be, rather is, no. You're going to listen to the Megillah before Nacht. You're going to listen to the Megillah at 4, 6. Plag him in. You're going to listen to the Megillah on Tanis. And you're going to break your fast, you're going to finish your fast after Nacht. And option B is a Kun Shulchan Aruch Amor, the preferred option. Which is a huge chiddush. And there's a leniency as well. What's the leniency that we are encountering?
You can say Shechiyonu on the Mitzvah hasn't even been coined.
Not only the Shechiyonu aspect. Not only the Shechiyonu, I think there's a bigger chiddush than that. Not only the Brachas.
Doing the mitzvah.
Doing the mitzvah. You're reading the Megillah before it's right in real time. Why? B'diavet, yes. But is that such a... We're saying, b'shasat chak, and if there's really... You're right. The Mishnah tells us, Zman kears on 14, 13, 12, etc. You're right. But is that... That's a big b'diavet. So to learn that this is the lesser b'diavet than that. It's a big chiddush. You're saying that's not Shabbat Kiddush because we're finding that from the 13th already, it's man of Kiddush. All right, okay, yeah. It's a big thing. Rabbi Yisai. So Sudas Purim, Mishloach Manos. So Mishloach Manos is a very good question. So Mishloach Manos is a very good question. We eat before Mishloach Manos. How come? Why over there we don't, Mishloach Manos? Why? Is anybody refrain from eating Mishloach Manos?
Also, what's the issue of eating Mabal Yom if he's going to do Megillah after Shefer, Rosh Hashanah morning? I'm allowed to eat the night before.
Yeah, because not the Zman of the Mitzvah yet. Because the night before you can't do Shefer yet. So there's no problem. When the Zman of the Mitzvah starts, when the time of the Mitzvah is.
You can do it from Plagam Mincha, therefore
the Zman. Indeed. Yeah. So Lemay said, but it's an enormous chiddush. Now, because Shloach Manos, it's a very good question. We should probably touch on this point later when we learn about Shloach Manos and Simon Tovich said, hey, the short answer is there are some machmirim. There is. B'shem Zalman was machpid on that. It's not main halach, it's not brought down in Mishnebura, it's not brought down in many achrenim, but Lemay said, B'shem Zalman would not eat before having given two Shloach Manos. Interesting. Lemay said, the reason why it's not main halach is probably because they say that Mishloach Manos is when it's the Zman of the Mitzvah of Mishloach Manos really. The Zman of Mishloach Manos really, it's connected to Suda, so it's probably in the afternoon. Of course we do it earlier, but really the Zman of the Mitzvah is late. So therefore, since the Zman of the Mitzvah really is later on, it's connected to Mishloach, to the Suda, so therefore you can eat before that, because the Zman is really later. Pardon? So Matanis Levyonim is also a very good question. Yeah, so Lemaisa, the good news is that you probably can do mitzvah before you even know. Because by generally speaking, us who give Matanis Levyonim reading from a couple of weeks beforehand, with the intention that it's going to be Chal and it's going to be Kona and all that, it's going to happen already. So you Lemaisa, you've done your mitzvah already on as soon as the morning comes in already, you have actually fulfilled your mitzvah. However, if you haven't done that, well, how can you eat before that? How can you eat before having given Matanis Levyonim? Yeah, it's a good question, yeah. If you haven't given any Matanis Levyonim beforehand, it's a good question, very good question. Don't know. It's not done, this option. I believe the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yudalot, the reason for that is that if you look in Sifkot Yudalot, Mishnah Berurah says, Avu Osu Le'echol Ayin B'Magen Avon, Magen Avon says, the Davka Achila Osu, that Achila is Osu, Te'ima Be'al Mishori. Tasting is okay. What's tasting? What's the difference between tasting and eating? The amount. Eating is a whole meal. Tasting is only a little bit. Mishnah Berurah, in the name of Magen Avraham, Sifkot Yudal. Therefore, few. Absolutely. It's not advisable if it's possible to. So he says that if a person really needs to, if a person really, Mishnah Berurah does say, if a person really needs to eat before the Megillah, all right, okay, serve it to Ima. Have a cup of water, shine, okay, have a bit of something. It's going to be better not to have mazonis, better peiros. But if we really need B, I suppose that's what it is. But it just gives us, I do believe, it gives us a bit of an understanding about the severity of not eating before the Megillah. And it's quite heavy. It's quite big news.
What is the preferred situation then? What is the preferred answer? Do we actually do this option where we read the Megillah during time of siesta?
No, so we don't do that. In general, we don't do that, and we don't. It's not done to read the Megillah on Tainus. So I think the key of to understanding is the Mishnah Berurah that we just mentioned now, that tasting something small is okay. It is best to taste if you. So the preferred option is. You can still read the Megillah by night if you have a te'ima beforehand as opposed to from. But if somebody feels that te'ima is not going to make it and you need to have a whole meal, then yes, the halacha would be in theory to read the Megillah on Tainus Esther. But I suppose most people are okay with just having a bit of a drink.
Does this create an issue for some women who don't fast on the minor fast?
Yeah. Yeah, so you're right in pointing out the following, and I'm going to finish off with that. You're quite right in pointing out that even, I think, Mishnah Berurah doesn't really mention it over here, but I firmly believe, that if somebody doesn't fast on Tainus, because he's not well, or, you know, Muberes, Menekes, whatever the case may be, that he or she is not fasting, then Lichoire would still be true to say that once Nacht comes in, what? Before she or he has heard the Megillah, may not fast, may not eat. I think that's the right.
Because that's the whole day. Because
no, so because you can't, because but in the morning, because we're not, because the real Zman of the Mitzvah is by Nacht and not like 2 weeks before. Yeah, so perhaps Plaga Milcha makes sense as well. Good point. Perhaps from Plaga Milcha, yeah. But I suppose because the B'diavad to read Plaga Milcha and read the real Chatchil at the time is to read by Nacht, I suppose there is room for leniency from Nacht onwards. Until Nacht you could probably eat. But yes, from Nacht onwards, it's probably wrong for somebody. So it'd be wrong for somebody, a lady, let's say, who's not fasting, it'd be wrong for her to have after Nacht a proper meal and only then go and read the Megillah. Hear the Megillah. That'd be wrong. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Fine, have a good evening.